President Catherine Connolly's election campaign put the speaking of Irish centre stage, and it catapulted the Teanga to the forefront of public discussion in a way not seen for decades. According to the most recent census here, nearly 2 million people said they can speak Irish. That's 40% of the population who are aged 3 and over. We're told that there's a Celtic revival among certain groups on the island, and the language is at the heart of it. But it's not just here. There's been a significant surge in interest in learning Irish in Britain as well. One of the largest online education providers there say that Irish is its second fastest growing course. Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell met some Gaelgoers helping to spread the Cúpla Focale across the Irish Sea.
I wanted to do this class as just like an accessible and inclusive way giving people an introduction to the language if you've never spoken Irish before.
Emily de Borca moved to London 3 years ago. Originally from Tipperary, her passion for Irish began at the Gaeltacht, where DJ Provy of Kneecap fame was her teacher.
But don't be nervous, it's going to be really easy.
Recently, Emily has set up Pint Agus Caint in London, where people can meet up and chat Oscuilge. But this evening, she's gone one step further and organised her very first Irish workshop for beginners. Almost 100 people are attending the sold-out event.
Hello.
Hello.
Dearage. Nice to talk to.
There's a lot of amazing people on the global stage right now who are Irish, and that's like leading to, I guess, an interest in Ireland and then in its culture and in our language, and all of these things are like coming together. And also, like, I think people are really craving community and they want to be part of spaces like that.
There's a real mix of people taking part in the workshop, like Avery from Australia and many others.
Well, I am learning Irish at the moment. My partner's Irish, lots of my friends are Irish. And I just think the language is really cool. Like, I studied linguistics back in Australia, so it's something that's I'm really interested in.
My grandparents are Irish. They're from Tipperary and County Mayo. And I think just being here today is a real way to honour my heritage and get in touch with that side of myself. So why not?
A number of organisations offering Irish classes here in London and across Britain are also experiencing high levels of demand. The London Irish Centre is one such example. It collaborates with Maynooth University for some of its classes and has a waiting list of around 2,000 people altogether. Rebecca Dorothy is the Culture and Education Officer at the London Irish Centre.
It's kind of impossible to keep up with that demand. You'd have to be having lessons on every night of the week, which of course we'd want to do, but it's really, yeah, it's kind of astounding seeing the passion and interest that people have in wanting to learn Irish.
One of the largest online education providers in the UK says Irish is its second fastest growing course. It's called Citylis, and their tutors believe recent popular films and music are part of the reason for the surge in interest. Liam O'Brodig is one of their tutors.
Colleen Kuhn, I think, was a big one a few years ago. We have the Kneecap film. On BBC even, we've got the recent drama Craw, which was very well received, and radio dramas as well, like on ACTRA, which are all opportunities for people to practice and listen. And I've got students tuning into Tichy Cahir as well.
One more time. Conis Atatu.
For Emily de Borca, the renewed interest in the Irish language among her age group is something to celebrate and a trend she hopes can be sustained.
We're in a modern Celtic revival right now, and it's like really amazing to see the energy that is in the movement at the minute, the kind of diversity of the kind of people that come to events and want to engage with the language. And yeah, it's really inspiring to see, and gives me a lot of like hope in the future of the language, because it is a living language, and I think that it's kind of hopefully safe in the next generation's hands.
Emily de Borca there, ending that report from our London correspondent Tommy Meskell. It's 8:15.